Note of your name, Tamer Dwara?
Second.
Lanugu?
200 to 225.
Okay. Battery pack 20 to 30. System 200 to 225.
Right. And so what you're plugging in and charging?
This is the Anuga. Why not go to the trouble of having an advanced battery in here?
This was kind of an internal prototype that we did, so we were just wanted something cheap and quick.
Ready when you are.
Okay.
But normally you might consider having a nickel metal hydride or something?
Yeah, we'll consider something like that. The flyers next to you are the truck, which is for sale now. And so that'll be more of a product.
How much?
$100,000.
What type of fuel cell fuel?
Compressed air hydrogen. Like
yes.
I said, this was an internal prototype, so we didn't take a lot of steps to sound deaden and things like this.
Yes, go ahead.
The truck that's for sale, it'll be much quieter. This has a 6 kilowatt stack in it. The truck will have a 12 kilowatt stack.
So this does amount to a grid chargeable fuel cell hybrid, if not a grid chargeable ICE hybrid.
I'm sorry, an ICE hybrid?
Well, I've been looking for a grid chargeable gasoline powered hybrid or diesel powered hybrid, but this is a grid chargeable fuel cell hybrid.
Yes, it is.
Doesn't do any onboard electrolysis, does it?
Voltage of the battery pack, the pressure and the hydrogen.
So you're just going to be retrofitting somebody else's truck?
Yeah, that's on my Nissan Frontier platform.
What are we in right now? A Ford of some sort?
The Suzuki Steam Station.
Okay. So this would be available today if somebody called you and said, okay, I have $100,000, give me a...
The truck is currently on sale on the website.
About how long would it take to deliver a product?
We plan to debut it in March.
Well, what I mean is, if I called you today, how long would it take for me to get delivery?
Probably, it's currently under development. So
I see.
Probably March is when it's going to debut, so around then.
So you're taking orders, but...
Yeah.
But you haven't produced them yet.
Right.
Why did you decide to make it a hybrid?
We decided to make it a hybrid. That was basically the way to keep the cost down. A lot of the vehicles here are 75 kilowatts, 90 kilowatts, things like this. We were able to get away with a 6 kilowatt stack in this engine. The truck will have 12 kilowatts. It'll be a little more powerful. But the 6 kilowatts coupled with power assist from the battery. Batteries are much cheaper than fuel cell.
That's what they tell me.
That's how we're able to be affordable. $99,000, $100,000 compared to $4 million that these other ones are going for.
Okay. Thank you.
Do you have any more questions?
Constantly. In this, it's making enough power. It's equivalent to power at 50 miles an hour.
Oh.
So if you're going under 30, you're both driving and charging.
So under 30, the fuel cell is powering both the wheels and the batteries.
Yeah, and
over
batteries 30. Aren't contributing to
moving. Over 30, you're drawing from the batteries to help. What about under heavy acceleration?
Under heavy acceleration, yeah, there's the, however that... Yeah, 30 is some power number. So if you're accelerating, you might go over that power number to run the battery.